NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
Cairo Radio announced today Egypt has asked for an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss new fighting along the Suez Canal. Egypt and Israel were involved in an air and artillery battle today. A full report on the fighting coming up. The official Congolese press agency says loyal government troops have dispersed the white mercenaries who led an armed rebellion in eastern Congo. The government of President Joseph Mobutu claims the recapture of Bukavu and most of Kisangani and says the foreign mercenaries left in the Congo are wandering around like bodies without souls. A plane load of rebel wounded arrived in neighboring Rhodesia last night. British officials in London say information from Hong Kong indicates the trouble there today was an isolated incident not involving Chinese military forces. A police garrison in the colony came under automatic weapons fire from the communist side of the border. 4 policemen were killed, 13 others wounded. In Moscow, a joint Franco-Soviet communique today said 2 countries would work together for peace in the Middle East. French Premier Georges Pompidou has ended a week-long visit to the Soviet capital. More news after this from State Farm Mutual.
Hi, George Carlin here in Teaneck, New Jersey, where a dirty gray car insured by an ordinary insurance company has just piled into a cleaner, whiter, and brighter car insured by State Farm Mutual. Here with me is an average housewife, certainly no better than average. Could I possibly have your name, ma'am?
Well, it would be a tremendous coincidence.
Coincidence?
Yeah, for you to have my name.
No, I mean, could you tell us your name?
Congolia Brackenridge.
That would have been a coincidence. Now, Mrs. Breckenridge, there are 2 cars out there on the intersection, one insured by an ordinary insurance company, the other insured by State Farm, the company that got to be the world's largest by providing big protection and fast claim service at low rates. Which of the 2 seems to be getting the fastest claim service?
Oh, I'd say the one insured by State Farm is definitely is cleaner and whiter and getting the fastest claim service. Do I win?
Well, Mrs. Breckenridge, we're going to make it possible for you and your husband to visit an office of State Farm Mutual.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban returned to Tel Aviv from the United Nations last night. He told newsmen, "We are still at the beginning of the struggle and there can be no relaxation." Eban said if the Arab states would only aspire for peace, there would be a settlement in the Middle East. A spokesman for the West German Defense Ministry announced today Defense Secretary Robert McNamara would meet in Bonn in mid-July with his German counterpart, Dr. Gerhard Schroeder. The meeting would deal with a broad range of defense problems, according to the spokesman. In London, actress Vivian Leigh was found dead in her apartment today. She was 53. More in a moment.
Reduce tar and nicotine in a menthol cigarette? You got it. True Green. Everything about True Menthol Green says today, right now. The mouthpiece, the filter, the reduced tar and nicotine content. Shouldn't your brand be True?
Bad weather over West Virginia has delayed for several hours the start of the 21st annual Powder Puff Derby, an all-woman air race from Atlantic City, New Jersey to Torrance, California. 72 planes are in the race, the pilots ranging from teenagers to grandmothers. Last year's Powder Puff Derby was delayed 2 days because of bad weather. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the Hour when True Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.
Lots of people give their automobile insurance to one agent and their homeowners to another. If they own a boat, they'll probably give that insurance to a third agent. Maybe they think they're doing each agent a favor, but they're not doing themselves a favor. One competent agent, an Aetna Life and Casualty agent, is enough. Why? Because with one Aetna agent looking after all your insurance needs, you get a proper balance to your coverage. Neither too much here, nor too little there, but enough everywhere. And one man to call when you have any kind of claim. There are other good reasons, too. For one thing, your Aetna agent represents a company that offers all kinds of insurance. All kinds. And it's a company he knows his clients can depend on. One with a solid reputation for keeping promises. It all adds up. Call an Aetna Life and Casualty agent today. He's in the Yellow Pages.
Don't move, just leave your darling on a trip. Here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a trip. Here's a monitor.
Yes, indeed, we're here at Radio Central, and just ahead, we'll check in at Daytona Beach for the latest Sport of Speed report on auto racing. I'm Gene Rayburn, and this is Petula Clark with Don't Sleep in the Subway.
You wander around on your own, little cloud, when you don't see the why. Disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for.
American Motors Rambler dealer, you're the guy who sells compact cars at import prices.
Right.
You're trying to tell me something?
Welcome, customer. It's our way of dramatizing all the surprises you'll find here.
Gee, and the lollipop. What a surprise.
Wait till you see our cars like this Rebel.
Strawberry yet.
Here's what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McCahill?
Surprise! That was my son, the ventriloquist.
Oh, you must be very proud of him.
Yes, Tom McCahill is a most respected automotive expert. Now, look at the list price on this intermediate-sized Rebel. Well, I'm selling it for even less than that.
Don't do it, Dad. All he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You're wasting your time, Dad. He's the third one today.
Back in the box. Back.
You can get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now, during surprise time.
Over now to the racing car department and Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many famous service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. You know, most everyone agrees there's nothing quite like the good old summertime. But let's face it, hot weather driving, especially long vacation trips, can be mighty rough on your car's engine. Under extremely hot temperatures, motor oils thin out. That's why at this time of year it's so important to choose the right motor oil for your car. We believe the right one is one of the many famous brands of Pennsylvania motor oil, and with good reason. When crude oil from wells in the Pennsylvania region is refined,
It produces a motor oil of superior lubricity, or oiliness. This gives you extra driving stamina, extra protection for today's high-speed engines, and for extended hot-weather driving. So follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Oh, and don't forget about those rally kits that the refiners of Pennsylvania Motor Oils are offering to sports car clubs all across the country. For just $1, you get 6 checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of rally scoring slips. To get your kit, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. One of the veteran NASCAR Grand National late model stock car drivers is Jim Pascal of High Point, North Carolina. He's having one of his best competitive years. Recent winner of the World 600 race at Charlotte, North Carolina, Jim will join with Richard Petty, Paul Goldsmith, and other NASCAR stars in the Northern 300 to be run at the Trenton, New Jersey Mile Speedway tomorrow afternoon. Jim, have you ever driven on the Trenton Mile track before?
Ted, no, I haven't. I was up here a couple of years ago. We were going to run a modified car for a boy down our way, but it didn't work out. The car didn't run well, so we didn't even qualify it.
Well, since all tracks differ, how would you set up for this race tomorrow with so little preparation? You just came up from the South.
Well, that's right, Ted. Since we know so little about this place, most of the thing we can do to begin with is more or less guess how we think it should be and then go from there. Once we're on the track, you can usually guess fairly close. And like I said, once you're on the track, you can make a few minor adjustments and it'll either come out right or wrong. In this case, I hope it's right.
Jim, what will you be driving?
It'll be a 1967 Plymouth.
And that's owned by Mr. Friedkin of the West Coast, I think, one of the backers of the sport.
That's right, Ted. Tom is my car owner, by the way, Tom Friedkin. He owns Pacific Southwest Airlines in San Diego. We like to think of him as our big daddy, sort of, because he certainly put us to really going this year.
Your early experience in driving was, as is mainly the case, with the modified and sportsman cars. Which you to prefer, Grand National late models or the modifieds?
Ted, I prefer the late models because mainly because there's more money in this. You have better equipment, more men with money behind you. Back in the older days when I first started, we had to scrape up most anything we could possibly find to put together, and most of it came from a junkyard. Of course, nowadays, even the modifieds are much nicer than they were then, but I still like the Grand Nationals better.
You've been having it back and forth with Richard Petty this season in no mean fashion at many, many speedways. Is he your main man to watch tomorrow?
You can definitely bet on that, Ted. He is the main man to watch, along with Paul Goldsmith also, which I understand is running real good.
Yes, Paul has also run at Trenton, too, in the Indianapolis type car, which may give him some advantage.
It very possibly could, and it just might do that.
That brings up the question, how about the Indianapolis type cars, and how about the sports cars? Any ambitions along those lines?
Ted, at one time I had a little minor ambition to go to Indianapolis. I went up there one time. I did have a ride before I went. I looked the car over and turned right around and came back home, so... Since then, I've had no desire at all to go.
Thank you very much, Jim Pascal. This is Ted Webb from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
You'll get the results of this weekend's auto racing in an updated report from Sport of Speed tomorrow. As for results in ordinary passenger car driving, let's try to keep the accident totals as low as possible by using seat belts, common sense, and courtesy when we use our cars. And you're on the monitor beacon.
At a party in Manhattan at 10 p.m. on July 3rd, 1964, Paul Ross made a very insignificant remark.
Valentine's all right, but I think I'll stick with my own beer. Thanks anyway.
That remark bothered absolutely no one, except us here at Valentine, and it bothered us a lot. So we got busy. You know, it's not easy to make a good beer better, but we did it. We improved Valentine, made it so good it's now a premium beer, And it says so right on the label.
Hey, friend, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer.
Hey, Paul Ross, what do you think of Valentine premium beer?
Great beer. You really did it.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Valentine, Valentine beer.
Believe me, friends, that's a fact. Today's Valentine is better than ever. Crisp, light, delicious. If you haven't had a Valentine lately, get up to date. Have yourself some of that ice-cold Valentine premium beer.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn, and at 19 minutes past the hour, here's one of the items Monitor can't get along without. Music. It's the current version of Gonna Get Along Without You Now by the Young Americans.
Skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations. You need the soothing relief of Ammon's medicated powder. Ammon's helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammon's is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammon's every day.
Mrs. Ann Pellegrino, a Michigan housewife who set out on June 9th to solve the mystery of Amelia Earhart's disappearance, landed yesterday at the Oakland, California International Airport after a 28,000-mile globe-girdling flight that traced Miss Earhart's route. Mrs. Pellegrino feels the flight was successful in narrowing down the area where Miss Earhart may have been flying when she disappeared and in learning what difficulties she might have encountered. Reporters asked Aviatrix Pellegrino about her flight and what a typical day was like.
Started about 5 or 6 in the morning and flight planning and talking with reporters, talking with people who come to see us off and those who were helping with the airplane, with Lee gassing the airplane. Sometimes this was done the night before, but... and then the flying, of course, which took up 243 hours of that time. And get in the airport, land and start all over again for the next day, but it really was wonderfully wonderful trip and wonderfully tiring.
Did you have any difficulty with any of your landings or takeoffs, any short runways?
Well, we had one at Kupang. First, we got there rather late. Now, we took off at Jakarta in Indonesia, flew all the way down the island chain, past Bali. He's been singing Bali High ever since. And Kupang is right at the end on the island of Timor. And we landed. First, we chased a horse off the runway. And we came around and landed about a half hour before dark. And, of course, there's no twilight in that area. And we finally got fuel, hand pumped in, and took off. We gave them some money to drive a Jeep to the end of the runway and park with the lights toward us. And we found the right end of the runway for takeoff. And then we finally got airborne and on our way to Darwin. That was exciting.
The key point being there were no lights.
Yeah, no runway lights at all. Completely dark. In fact, even dirt, finding your way out to the field. Runway, dirt field, rough, but it was adequate for us to get airborne. We weren't that heavy. We only had a four-hour flight to Darwin then.
Well, when you were on land, did you have time for any recreation?
Sleeping. We spent our time sleeping as much as we could, mainly because we were really tired. We had a day in Dakar, which, well, we did a little shopping at these places for friends. And when we got to Canton, oh, in Karachi we had a day of sightseeing, which ended up with a camel ride for me after much insistence on certain people in part. And at Canton, I think, was the first time we really relaxed. NASA people down there fed us well. We gave back every pound we might have lost. We went surf fishing. And for me, I'd never done this, and then we went trolling. And for some reason, luck was with me, I caught an 18-inch tuna, which we ate raw for dinner the next day.
Where was this?
Canton Island. It's a beautiful island down there, trade winds, and we relaxed for a day and a half, and we needed it.
How was this plane, a 30-year-old plane, comparing with a modern plane in airworthiness?
I think it's 100% better. Lee Kefke, where are you?
I'm right behind you.
This man here rebuilt it, Lee Kefke, and this plane has not given us one bit of trouble. It survived a three-bounce landing I made at Ley, New Guinea. And the engines have been great. It's performed. It's just been a wonderful airplane to fly. Not a single maintenance write-up in the whole trip.
All right, the big question for me, what did you find out about Amelia?
Oh, I was waiting for that. Well, we talked with a lot of people who were there, and many of them are going to be writing us things and sending it later because we just didn't have time. I mean, sometimes we had maybe a half an hour to talk with people, if that, and Ley, New Guinea, our time was way short. But as far as, let's say, definite facts, I'll tell you this, we have a great deal of respect and admiration for those people that did it in 37.
Ann Pellegrino, a modern-day Amelia Earhart, after a flight around the world with a crew of three.
Cooking with accent, Harry, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Waking up your hamburgers, huh?
Yeah, waking them up.
You've tasted my hamburgers, Harry. I don't need accent. Isn't that right? Right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. If anything needed accent, it's your Blaburgers.
Blaburgers? You're kidding, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Harry?
If you've been making Blaburgers without knowing it, maybe you should wake them up with accent.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Can you imagine what it's like to stand on a live landmine for... Well, that's a terrifying ordeal a Marine in Vietnam underwent and survived, and it's one of the stories of heroism you'll hear from the soldiers themselves on the NBC News Second Sunday radio special tomorrow. The hour-long program is titled Uncommon Courage, the American Fighting Man in Vietnam. Once again, that's tomorrow, the final hour of Sunday Night Monitor on NBC Radio. Joe Harnell, Sunrise Serenade. On monitor, the most entertaining weekend show under the sun, or under the moon, too, for that matter. We're heard coast to coast on NBC. Serving Flint, Michigan, and the entire Saginaw Valley is WFDF. A few words from them and all stations along the line, and then on we go. Gene Rayburn.
This is Sandy Koufax. I'll be interviewing a top sports personality later today on my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken dinner served with Idaho golden brown French fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Mmm, love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Mmm, love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy the U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Pine Brook, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Route 46 of the Hook Mountain Road traffic light. In Levittown, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 3946 Hempstead Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Budget-minded people spend time on Lee Leonard, weekday and Saturday afternoons at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
And wherever you're going, away for the weekend, off on an extended vacation, headed for the beach, the ballpark, or picnic grounds, or just doing some Saturday shopping by car, we'll go along, keep you entertained, and write up with the latest news, too. I'm Gene Rayburn. And if you'll wait a second for Buddy Greco, he'll sing. I will wait for you.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one. And then the time will come when all the work is done. The time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Until you're back beside me, till I'm holding you, till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your love. How forevermore, I'll wait for you.
The champagne of bottled beer.
Try Miller High Life yourself. You'll know why this great beer has earned the name the Champagne of Bottled Beer. Available in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
City Kid or a successful surgeon, they have one thing in common. They both can shake their tensions simply by facing up to a fish. And the man to tell us about it is a former airline pilot, an occupation that has its pressures, too. We'll hear from him after this free and easy word from Gene Shepherd.
Do you know that fishing today is more popular than it's ever been? In fact, according to the statistics from around the nation, there are more licensed fishermen today, this year, than there have ever been in the history of the country. Now, what does that mean? That means that there are millions and millions and millions of guys out there all competing for the same fish. And those fish are just floating around, waiting for the best man to arrive. Now, the best man is often the man with the best equipment, the finest tackle. And has it occurred to you that the only connection between you and that fish is the fishing line you use? Why don't you use the best? Well, one of the very best lines ever devised by man. This is Stren, S-T-R-E-N. It's fluorescent. That means that you can work your casts. You can use this line in very difficult places. And because it is fluorescent, the fish has a lot of trouble seeing it. Stren, stack the odds in your favor. Stand out among those millions of others. Be tall this year.
For more years than he cares to remember, Bud Russell was an airline's pilot, flying the oceans, flying the continents, knowing what it was like to face up to pressures. But then one day, he chucked it all and opened a fishing camp on Lake Kennebago near Rangeley, Maine. Monitor reporter John Wellington talked to him.
Bud, you say that the world would be better with more fishing camps. Why?
Well, probably the thing that brought it to mind was to get some of these children that are in these cities and so forth that just don't have this opportunity. I feel that our world and our country would be a lot better.
But while your camp is, I understand, restricted to fly fishing, why are these restrictions on different types of bait or lures that you use?
Well, principally, when you're fly fishing, this is strictly a conservation act. Now, you can catch these fish and release them. And this is exactly what takes place. Many of my people will go out and maybe catch anywhere from 50 fish to maybe 200 in a day. And they'll release all those fish with the exception of maybe three or four fish that they want to eat. Or maybe they've hooked those badly. But as a rule, you will hook the fish just in the lip with a fly. He takes that and you just hook it in the lip. And you can just bring him up the boat. You don't even have to take him out of the water. You can just take the shank of the hook and give it a little twist, and out away goes your fish. Now, you've had the pleasure of all the sport of that fish, hooking him, landing him, and then returning him into the water. Actually, whacking a fish over a head just for the fun of killing a fish, there is no fun. Mm-hmm. You've had all your fun when you got that fish to the boat, unless you want to eat that fish. Mm-hmm. And then it's just great to kill three or four fish and to go ashore at a fireplace, have all your lunch there and cook up those fish, broil them or fry them, and boy, are they good.
What's your favorite?
Well, it depends on the person. Now, of course, when you fry them, I always believe in using salt pork. And now, for an older person, that's a little bit hard maybe to digest and so forth. If you've got older people, you put them in a broiler rack and a little butter over them and a little salt and pepper and broil them, and you've got a delicious dish, too.
Well, Bud, finally, of course, there are the monetary compensations for running a fishing camp, but what other compensations are there?
I think I've stated it. The big value on running a camp is to see what takes place
with people.
I had one doctor that came in there, and he had just completed 4 major operations. And he was right at his wit's end. He was tired. He was exhausted. And he stayed with me 3 weeks. The first week he was there, he would not even accept a telephone call. And when that man left my place, 3 weeks, you wouldn't have known that man.
And there you have it from Maine guide Bud Russell. Why men under pressure like to fish. This is Lindsay Nelson. And now a word about DuPont Stren.
A question for you. Do you want smooth, accurate casting with a fishing line that's almost impossible for fish to see? Well, get Stren Fluorescent Monofilament by DuPont. Stren is limp, flows easily off your reel, yet has low stretch. It's strong and abrasion resistant. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. And because it glows soft blue, Stren is easy for you to see. But to the fish down there in the bottom, it blends in with the color of the sky. It's almost invisible to them fish down there. Buy Stren Fluorescent Fishing Line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again later today, brought to you by DuPont Stren. Right now you're on that invisible but audible line that lands the sounds of the weekend world for you on the Monitor Beacon. Gene Rayburn once again. It's 13 and a half minutes before the hour, just 2 minutes away from Monitor's super satirist, Mike Nichols, and Elaine May.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people,
Peter!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Right.
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong. This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns. But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn. Of Azusa.
Next, Monitor Comedy Time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, brought to you by 1 Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. If you're a woman, of course you can't buy a new outfit every time you go out, nor a new suit if you're a man, but you can feel like it in clothes freshly dry cleaned by 1 Hour Martinizing. Martinizing is the modern method that refreshes and renews clothing in just 1 hour, yet costs you no more. Here's an important point to remember about franchise martinizing. Your neighborhood 1 hour Martinizing dry cleaner does all work right on his premises. That means he can give your clothing more attention, extra care, like thorough cleaning of cuffs and pockets, special handling for sweaters and knits. If there's a button missing, it's replaced free. Minor repairs are made at no charge, and of course, there's never an extra charge for that prompt Martinizing service. Everything comes back to you looking and feeling fresh and clean, like new again. Next time you have clothes to be dry cleaned, try 1 hour Martinizing, the economical way to enjoy that new clothes feeling. There are over 2,500 1 hour Martinizing stores coast to coast and around the world.
Oh, hi.
Leah?
Yeah.
I'm Seymour.
Come on in, Seymour. I'm not ready yet.
Wait.
Just sit over. Don't sit there. Sit over there. It's a white chair. It gets dirty.
You look different from what I expected from your voice on the phone.
Oh, yeah? What'd you expect?
I don't know. You're prettier than I expected.
Thank you. How tall are you?
5'2".
You're pretty short.
Yeah. Didn't Phyllis tell you?
Now, she said that you weren't tall, you know, but I didn't, you know, you're a real shrimp.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, I feel like a nut going out with you.
Well, didn't Phyllis tell you I was short?
She didn't tell me that you were that short. You know, she said you were pretty short and you weighed about 170.
Yeah.
You're fat, aren't you?
Well, I am overweight. I'm dieting right now.
I was going to offer you some crackers and a drink, but you're too fat to eat any crackers. I'll be done in 1 minute.
Sure. Where would you like to go?
Don't you have anything planned?
Well, I thought we could go to a movie. You like movies?
Not much. What movie do you want to go to?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I thought anything you'd like to see.
I don't know any movie I want to see. What about?
Would you rather go to a show or a nightclub?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to go to a nightclub.
Or we could go to see a show and then.
Well, let's go to a show. I'd like to go someplace where we don't have to stand up together.
Sure. We'll play.
Hmm.
We can go catch a play.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should get going then. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I just want to get dressed. What do you do?
I'm a dentist.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Little short fellow like you. Where are you a dentist at?
I have an office with several other boys.
Yeah, what do you make?
What money do I make?
Just you make a good living at that?
Oh, yeah. I make a pretty good living.
Mm. All right. How do I look?
Beautiful. You look great.
Do I look all right?
Yeah.
You like this dress?
Yeah.
You like this?
Oh, yeah.
I bought this today.
It's beautiful. You bought it for our date?
Yeah, but I didn't, I thought you were, I didn't know you were so short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, out for a night of romance.
Let's take a moment or two to scan the schedule for Monitor later today, and let's see now, what do we find? The usual wide variety of the unusual, the informative and the entertaining. On the guest list, Carol Lawrence, Henry Mancini, among others, mountain climbing classes, an airplane race for feminine flyers, Monitor regulars such as Dr. Joyce Brothers, noted psychologist, Leonard Probst, our man on the aisle, covering the Broadway beat, sports, news, music. Oh, I could go on, but I said a moment or two, didn't I? And they're more than up. Let's just say stay with Monitor all day, all weekend. Alpert's most recent. And in just a minute, hear what's happening in the weekend world on NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Gene Rayburn.
See you too. The latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Go ahead.